Hello. Welcome to another episode of Mary McCarthy, Resilience and Grace. Today's episode, we talk about going back to basics. I wrote about this in my May blog. And as we talk today about these four basic rituals, it helps us to have something to turn to when survival gets triggered. These four basic rituals include routine, taking time to rest and digest, remembering that what we focus on grows, and gratitude. As we begin to think about ritual and routine, it's important to take time to pause. For in a time of pandemic, it is likely that our normal routines get bumped or replaced by watching the news or taking actions that can kind of disrupt the comfort of the familiar framing of our days. For me, prior to the pandemic, our days included a very set wake-up time, a rushing in the morning to eat, to get dressed, get out the door, get kids to school, moving from one appointment to the next, trying to fit in time to call a friend as I'm driving from one place to the next, go to the grocery store before I head home, remember to get gas in my car. And then once everyone came home from school and I was done teaching yoga for the day, it spiraled into hurry up, do homework. Who has practice tonight? What event do we need to go to? Do we need to shop for a birthday present? Is there something we need to get into the mail? Have we done the load of laundry? Who needs to eat? And can we get to bed on time so we can do it all over the next day? These routines and rituals are powerful, and they can help ease our fears, especially for children, as we can predict and have a rhythm to our life. They give us a sense of grounding in our day, and they allow our minds and bodies to relax by creating a sense of safety and familiarity. But during this pandemic, we've had to take time to pause and to think about what is our routine, what is important to keep, what do we need to let go of, what no longer serves us. Your routine now might still include waking up by a certain time of the day, but because you don't have a commute, then it might be more gentle. A cup of coffee or tea enjoyed. An opportunity to sit with our family members or watch the news and prepare for the day ahead. Practice meditation in the morning before our day gets cluttered with our heavy to-do list. And then the other aspects of ritual and routine. Making time to eat nourishing food. Connect with family and friends. Clean the house. Get outside. I encourage you to go back to the basics in your own life. What frames your life, your day? What ritual and routine brings you into a state of balance? The second of these four basics is rest and digest. Our bodies and minds are always talking to each other, influencing and assessing. This means that when our minds are on high alert, we are organically communicating that message to our bodies, which then responds in kind. As above, so below. If we don't calm ourselves at least periodically and clear out some of those fear-driven thoughts, then our mental and emotional and physical digestion will likely become problematic. Any practice that takes you out of the fight and flight mode, brings you into rest and digest. This practice may include deep breathing, a walk in nature, listening to music, gardening, meditating. So for right now, take a moment, if you are able, to close your eyes, to stop and pause. As you breathe in, feel the breath nourishing your body. Send it down into your belly. And when you exhale, that breath is cleansing. It's letting go. Your inhales help you breathe into your belly, expanding into those organs that help you digest. And when you gently pull the belly into the spine with an exhalation, it's cleansing. That prana is moving into these vital organs, the adrenals, kidneys, liver, stomach, intestines, pancreas. These organs that help us with digestion. For when we breathe in our chest and our nervous system is in that fight and flight mode, it is hard to soften. It can cause problems to our physical body. So these nice, slow, diaphragmatic breaths help to nourish and cleanse us, not only in our physical, but in our mental and our energetic body. The third basic practice we can go back to is remembering what you focus on grows. It is so important to check in with yourself multiple times each day, even every hour, to notice what you're focusing on and thinking about. These thoughts create an emotional response. What you focus on is driving your life. For when you change a belief, you change everything. This is what the practice of meditation helps teach us. The thoughts that are running in our mind, consciously or unconsciously. When we get quiet, we sit and breathe, we notice the thoughts that are reoccurring. We notice where our mind gravitates and what thoughts we're thinking of. We notice our patterns. And it's not a judgment, but a witness. So when we can take time to focus on the fourth basic practice, gratitude, we can attract generosity and love and general well-being into our lives. Gratitude helps us appreciate and appreciate more. We can let the feelings flow freely so that we can feel the positive energy in your body. Having gratitude for what you have puts you in the right state of mind to even receive better opportunities and opens your mind, making you a magnet for what you desire. Gratitude and appreciation is the energy of acceptance and non-resistance. We can feel that gratitude in our heart center. When we have felt grief and loss, and we're struggling, by closing our eyes and breathing into our heart center, that inhale nourishes our energy center of gratitude, compassion, love, generosity, joy. Deep within us, there is this innate sense of bliss and joy. And appreciating the many blessings in our lives helps us to attract even more good. And we can be open to the blessings and the opportunities that are in front of us. Our life force, our energy, our state of being is always in this state of vibration. Gratitude and appreciation help to lift that vibration higher. Instead of feeling stuck and hopeless, we look for some of the beauty in our lives, and that appreciation and gratitude helps us start to see love and compassion and joy. Pema Chodron reminds us, appreciate everything, even the ordinary, especially the ordinary. I hope today's podcast takes you into some thoughts about how do you go back to these four basic practices? What ritual and routine can you bring into your life right now? Is there a practice that will help you rest and digest? Checking in with yourself, inviting that positive thought, knowing that what you focus on grows, and gratitude. Today, I am gratitude for you, my listener, to take time to be with me each week, to explore a different meditation, or listen to words that I want to share from my practice, the practice of yoga, pranayama, mindfulness, and meditation. I look forward to when we can be together again. I hope that you know that you can join me online in a yoga practice as well. You can find my schedule on my website, mary-mccarthy.com. Please follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Yoga by Mary. And I always welcome an email, a message. You can connect with me. My email is info@mary-mccarthy.com. Be safe, be well, holding you in love with resilience and grace.